Hello everyone, welcome to Art and Chocolate Podcast. If you are seeking some art help, art tips and tricks on how to get started with your own online art business, how to get started with your own art and seeking for art tips and tricks, then this podcast is exactly for you because I'm going to covering in each and every episode talking about the art related important stuff, helping you along your art journey. And I'm your host, Parshvika. We're going to cover each important related topics in each episode of the Art and Chocolate Podcast. So let's get started with today's episode. Hey guys, welcome back to Parshvika. We're going to talk about how to stop overthinking, because I think that this is one of the most common habit when we are starting with something new or when we need to take a quick decisions, we get confused and we started overthinking about the pros and cons, what we should be doing and all that stuff. So how to actually not overthink too much and just get to the decision, because you were never going to know until and unless you do that stuff, and then you would be knowing whether it works or not. So how to do that? How to actually stop overthinking and just get the stuff done? First thing first, we're going to talk about why we overthink, because it happens with me several times in the past and I know it will going to happen with me in the future too. It's common habit, you don't need to beat yourself up, but why we get into the lead of overthinking. The first thing is we are confused. We are confused about should we go this way, should we go this way or that way, which is the best, which one is the cost effective, which one is the fast, which one is this and that. We think a lot about both of these options and often we feel like we are in the crossroad in between these and we need to decide which road to pick up. And we don't know which one is the best, which one is the right for us. So that's the one of the reason. The second reason is that we lead into the perfection. We think that, oh, this product is not perfect. Once I make it perfect, then only I'm gonna launch it. Then only I'm gonna make it ready for sale. We try to make it too perfect so that people would not try to mistakes, or people think that we are making it perfectly. We try to overdo the stuff. So try to make it perfect. The third is that we have too many ideas. When you have too many stuff, like you want to open up a shop and you have three or four different ideas, and now you're thinking, should I go with this one? Should I go this one? Should I go this one? This, that, and all that stuff. So you have too many ideas. These are some of the reasons for overthinking. Now, one of the reasons I could also put over overthinking is about the fear. Yes. When you are fearful about something because you have too many options or too many ideas, or you have to decide one thing from the two options over there, you are fearful whether if you take a wrong decisions, it would affect your entire life or you're gonna fail or something or the other. So these are some common reasons about overthinking. Now let's talk about some tips and some strategies to deal with them. The first thing first, when you are in the crossroad of thinking which decision, which way to go, and you're in a road to decide, the first thing is to actually get it clear on a piece of paper, the pros and cons of both of them. This is gonna make the life simple and easy for you. And often people say, no, I don't have to write it. I have on my head. I have everything on my head. I'm gonna memorize it. No. Just get the stuff done on the paper. Because when it's on the paper, it will going to make a lot more simple, easy and fast and clear for you what it's exactly what you should be doing. So write the pros and cons of both the things. That's simple. And if you see that the pros is outweighing the cons in that particular stuff, go with that stuff. If you see the cons is outweighing the pros, then obviously you don't need to go that stuff. It's quite obvious, okay? The second thing is that it's best to get the things done instead of procrastinating, overthinking, and overcomplicating, making it too perfect. Because you were never going to know unless you go and do that stuff or unless you take that road. So do it as soon as you can. Try to do it. Take that first step. Take that stuff. Simple, just do it. That's the second thing. Just do it. Don't think, because you will never going to know unless and until you do that stuff or you go that road. You can't have all the answers in your head about, oh, I'm gonna go this road, what if I fail? No. Just go and do it. Know whether you fail or succeed. The third tip I have for you is to set the deadline. Yes, this is so important. Just set the deadline 5 minutes in your phone or on your tablet, laptop, whatever, and set the 5 minutes deadline that in this 5 minutes, I'm gonna take a decision, okay? Or these are the 5 minutes for me to wallow, wumble, wander here and there. And when the time goes off, you clearly take a decision that I'm gonna go this road. Just give yourself that 5 minutes or 10 minutes, that's all. Don't give too much time or too many days or weeks or months to decide. So just give yourself 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Okay, I have 10 minutes for me to decide, or I have 10 minutes to wander among these two options. And after that time goes over, after that watch goes over, I'm gonna take final decision. Give yourself that enough time and set the deadline. Okay? Oftentimes we procrastinate a lot, and when we started doing that thing, we see that we are able to do that thing in a lesser amount of time. So it's better to get it done first and set the proper deadline first. Last tip I have for you, obviously there could be a lot of the tip that I want to tell you, that if you are in the perfection mode and you are trying to make the things perfect, I want to tell you, you would never able to make the things perfect. Okay? Even if you wait for decades, for years, there will never going to be a time when it's gonna be a perfect. So stop trying to make the things perfect. Stop trying to overdo the things. Just let the things done in a simple, easy, efficient manner and just get that stuff done. Don't think that I'm gonna wait for 1 year, I'm gonna get a degree or certificate, I'm gonna saw that course or get into that tutorial, or I'm gonna get that experience, then I'm gonna start. No. You're gonna waiting for decades. You're gonna wait for the whole life for that, because you will never going to be perfect. So stop trying to become over perfect. I can say you the word over perfect. I don't know whether this word really exists or not, but yeah, you can say over perfect or overdo. Just get it done. Hopefully these tips will going to help you get clear your mind and take the decision as fast as you can and stop overthinking. For the next time, guys, take care. Bye, guys.